Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another Test of the Sanity right here on the show. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. Truly, I mean, you got to be part of the conversation, right? Isn't that how we win? Or how you win, or how they win? But that's how somebody wins. How's that? Right? You got to pay attention. You got to know what's going on. And then you really, you truly, you got to be willing to fight for it. I mean, there's no other way to say it. You got to be willing. I'm looking at what's going on. I'm listening to people whining on, well, now on Twitter and on Facebook. You know, about what Twitter did. Sorry, I'm going to say it. Whoopee ding. Who cares? Right? If you didn't know Twitter was doing this, I don't know. You know, it's funny because Kimberly Marin and I were talking about this earlier in the week, and we were talking about, you know, hearing, seeing what was being dropped, hearing what was being said, what have you, and we kind of said to each other, okay, that's not new. Why are people so wigged out by this? See, I told you. Yeah, I know you told us. You told me. We told you. Everybody told everybody. Right? No. Sincerely, everybody told everybody. So you have to sit there and say to yourself, okay, are you paying attention? And do you understand that whether you know it or not, whether you knew it was happening, whether you knew it was going on, it doesn't make it any less important. And I think that's kind of what's, you know, getting me crazy. Yeah, okay, we already knew this. No. We, the collective we, knew this. Those other boneheads had no clue. Right? I mean, can we be serious here? 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. That's what I want from you. I want you to be part of the solution. Sonia Smith's going to join us in a little bit right after the break. Always appreciate when she's on with me. Later on, we've got... We're going to have, God bless, Gary Quashin joining me from Action Family Counseling on the fentanyl crisis happening right now in not just California, but in other places. You have to understand, you have to really, truly understand how bad it is. Okay? Seriously. And this is not just another drug. I've been saying this for a while now. It's not just another drug. So make sure that you're watching what's going on with your kids. You're watching what's going on with your grandkids. And make sure that they're getting real information. They're getting what they need to do the right things. Anyway. Yo, great. She's going to kill me. Great story to start with. Detransitioner experts, they're issuing warnings over the new, I guess, the American Girl pushing gender transitions to your daughters. Now, the American Girl doll brand is facing backlash over a book targeted at prepubescent girls, and it promotes gender transition seemingly without parental consent. It actually does kind of let you know how you can go about getting, you know, transitioning without your parents knowing about it. What gives these people the right? That's what I want to know. The book titled Smart Girl's Guide to Body Image, which is marketed to girls ages, ready for this one? 3 to 12. Wow. No, really, wow. It just floors me. It's encouraging them to talk with a doctor if they're questioning their gender identity. At first, you and the doctor might talk about wearing the clothes and using the pronouns like he, she, or they. Those are the ones that make you feel most like the true you. If you haven't gone through puberty yet, the doctor might offer medicine to delay your body changes, giving you more time to think about your gender identity. Now, we just had a story about 2 weeks ago, right, that had to do with the fact that they're telling you that the hormone blockers are reversible. Well, the hospital's fessing up that they are not reversible. They can't be. The book also points to young girls to resources organizations that can help them if they don't have an adult they can trust. Okay, so what kid, teenager in most cases, feel like they can trust an adult? I mean, help me out here. You know, you have parts of your body that make you feel uncomfortable. You may want to change the way you look. That's totally okay. You can appreciate your body for everything it allows you to experience and still want to change certain things about it. Every kid wants to change something about their body. Remember, we talked about this like a decade ago on how girls were going through, plastic surgery. And just numbers you can't believe. And the parents were taking them there. Why not give your kid a chance to finish developing in every way? Then decide what to do. I mean, it's plastic surgery. It's what you think you ought to do. That's up to you and whatever. It's just craziness. Let's see what Sonya Schmidt has to say about this on the other side of the break. Joe, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network. Brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. I'm here with me. 855-ROACH-JOE, 855-732-5560. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution, please. It makes life so much easier. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, again, on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just getting involved, getting engaged, you know, making sure you got the right information. Because that always makes it a lot better. Because, you know, frankly and honestly, some of us, some of you, some of yuns, you sound like an idiot when you put out, like, bad information. And I was telling you, well, let me just bring her on. Sonya Smith joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate the time she spends with us and kicks it off. Sonya, have you been watching these Twitter drop thingies?
You sound so old. Twitter drop thingies. Yeah, on the intranet? Is it on the intranet?
No, it's on that interweb thing there that they have.
Interweb thing.
Yeah, I was on that super highway the other day, and I don't know, it ain't so fast.
I will tell you that I'm sounding older than you right now, but I'm not really watching anything other than the news that has to do with Elon Musk.
Yes, Mr. Musk.
So, yeah. And it's so interesting because the jury is still out for me. I don't really trust where he is, but he's doing some really interesting things, and it's encouraging me to at least follow on Twitter, because I stopped that stuff a long time ago. I mean, if anybody's trying to reach me, they know they can't, because I stopped with Facebook, I stopped with YouTube. I stopped with YouTube a long time ago.
I didn't stop with YouTube. They stopped with me.
Yeah, I understand. Now I understand. But I was just started a few years ago when Trump took office. And I heard the news that we were getting shadow banned. And I saw my shadow banness. Yeah. And I'm like, why am I doing this? Why am I fighting against this? And, you know, at the same time, I was taking care of my grandson and not homeschooling at the time, but I was doing all this other stuff, and the network that was uploading me was not happening. So I'm like, I have to put this on the back burner. But so I didn't even get started on the tweeting. So now it's getting interesting. Mr. Musk.
Well, big time interesting, because, again, they're reading these things, they're showing you what was done, and you're sitting here going, wow, okay, cool. You know,
well,
I mean, we knew this.
He's showing us the receipts, he's showing us the facts, but we all knew this was going on.
Yep.
But let me ask you this, because I am slowly evolving from being naive and optimistic, like you always accuse me of being.
You are extremely optimistic, but I guess that's a good thing.
It's fading. It's fading.
It's fading.
So let me ask you this. No matter what he brings, no matter what Musk brings to light about Twitter, do you think anything is going to be done? Any repercussions whatsoever?
Oh, that's different.
That's all I care about. You know what? Our side is more informed than any side.
Oh, I agree.
And that's what drives us nuts. That's what drives us nuts, is that we know all this stuff, and the left keeps getting away with thing after thing. It's just egregious. Awful. I mean, deaths and murders. I watched the panel this week, Ron Johnson's panel, with the doctors and just so many people that talked about the vaccines. And the fact that people will probably get away with this, I can't take it. So do you think that what Elon Musk has disclosed over the past week or so, I mean, he bought the receipts for a billion.
Well, yeah, no. I believe a big part of what he did was he bought it specifically for this reason.
I think so, too.
Okay. Yeah.
I think so, too. Which, if I had the money, I would have done that, too.
I think that's exactly what he did, and he's having a field day showing everybody, you know, about this, if you would. And I'm glad. I hope he keeps it up.
Me too. But my question goes back. I revert back to my original question: is do I think
anybody will go to jail? No.
Well, I think it'll take.
They
have interfered with an election.
Okay, but do I think it'll take root to a degree? Yes, I do. Look at what did people when they were polled or spoken to after they found out that the laptop was real? What was it? There was 68% of the American populace said if they had known about the laptop, they would not have voted for Joe. So
yet we have a President Joe. What I'm saying is if half of what Elon Musk has discovered was on the flip side, we would be looking at massive people in jail. We're talking
Yeah, so no question.
I don't understand what is ever going to stop them. They're not scared of us at all, and I don't blame them.
Oh, no, because they know the news, the media is on their side, and there's no way to sway them back. But, you know, even so, I don't know if you saw it or paying attention to it, but you got CNN starting to change the way it's looking and saying things. You got MSNBC has been somewhat reporting now on the laptop and the how much aggravation is this really causing.
2 years after the fact.
You know, so they're having to break a little bit. They're having to at least say, hey, there is something here. We don't quite know what it is.
So
I don't think that's a bad thing.
I think it's a really slow, ineffectual thing. Because by the time they start to look into, is there some sort of really nefarious connections between the Bidens and China, which there's so much evidence that there is.
Oh, money. It's there.
Yes, it's too late.
Well, it's too late from his standpoint. They already got the money. I don't believe they'll put him in jail anymore, and I believe they'll put Hillary in jail. And,
they put Trump in jail for far less. They would.
They would put him in jail for not showing up for a speeding ticket. I know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I just don't think anything gets done until we start getting.
Yeah, that's what I love about having you on. You're so
close to next. I used to be right where I was going to go, but they're going to be honest and they're going to understand. That's how I used to be. Now I'm like ham. I'm over it.
That'd be a jury duty. It's kind of like, so how do you feel about this?
I would never. That's why they can't get me on jury duty.
I would give the electric chair and let God figure it out.
There was a comedian. He's not
okay. Hey, you know what that sound is? You have to wait. You're not going to make the people look over. So I'm just going to charge you right after the break.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Congress released its much-anticipated report on the Washington Commanders and the organization's alleged toxic workplace culture on Thursday. The 79-page report concluded that Dan Snyder interfered with the NFL's investigation into his organization, that the NFL was aware of the interference and did nothing to stop it, nor did the league penalize Snyder for impeding their investigation.
The Federal Trade Commission Thursday sued Microsoft to block its planned $75 billion acquisition of gaming software and online services Activision Blizzard, halting a merger of the technology giants. The FTC commissioners voted 3-1 to move forward with the complaint. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
worried. I look around the room, and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
Stop. We are back. Joe the Messiah is back. God bless. I always appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. And I mean that sincerely. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with me. Sonia Smith joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time with me. I'm glad somebody could figure this thing out. Anyway, Sonia, you know, I'm telling you, If ever, you were talking about, you know, what's going to happen out of all these things being dropped by Twitter. What's going to happen to anybody? Is anybody going to pay for this? You know, you talk about feeling like living in Russia from all the spy movies we ever watched when we were kids. It's kind of what you feel like you're living in, isn't it? When you read and hear and see what was going down or what's going down in that dark world.
Well, that's who our adversaries love. They admire the tactics. As much as they try to sound like they don't, they admire the tactics of you know, that sort of regime, the CCP, so on and so forth. That's where they take their marching orders, so to speak. But I just don't know how long they're going to get away with this. I'm over it. I'm tired of it. We've been patient. We've been doing the right thing. We've been going to the elections. We've been fighting for local elections. We're doing all this.
But did we? I mean, honestly, did we really? And I say that from a standpoint of when you look at some of the irregularities that were going on in other states and other places, right? Were we ready? Were the Republicans ready like the Democrats are?
No, and that's another thing.
Lawyers being in place, ready to go, all of that?
Right. We've known all this since the last elections. We knew there was a problem, and I'm, like, really angry that we have come up until now to the midterms, and some of these things weren't fixed. I don't want to complain about stuff anymore. I want to fix them. And I want to just, like, stick it to the other side when they go on the news and say, oh, we're you know, we're trying to take over the elections or we're doing this and that and the other. We should be ready for if we don't know now the tactics of the enemy, then that's our own dumb fault. We know how they operate. We know what they're going to say.
So what do you do? What is, I'm not trying to put you on the spot, but, I mean, seriously, what's the solution then?
Well, it's sort of like what I've been saying for 10, 15 years now. When they call, and this is just one example, when they call you a racist, stand up against that. It's taken us all these years to finally go, no, I'm not a racist. You know, and it's the same thing. When they start accusing you of things, you have to stand up against it and keep marching forward. You have to go in your face. Talk to the hand. Keep moving.
You've got to get in their face big time. And you can't let them get...
Big time!
You've seen what I do. I make them crazy.
Well, you're a different breed, and they all need to take a dose of Joe Messina. Because it's exactly... And they can take different doses. Just... I do. I'm not full-on Joe Messina, but there's just some stuff that you have to be able to see that they are walking away with. They're just walking away with it. They're walking away with America. And if you don't get a little dose of Joe Messina and fight back, it's your own doggone fault. So I am angry with the left. But the left does what they do. It's like being mad at Satan. It's like, why don't he just be nice? Because he's Satan.
No, but you're right. No
question
about it.
I'm less mad at him, at the left, than I am at our side. But it takes our side so long to get it together. But I'm hoping and I'm afraid that it's going to be a little too late if we don't get our act together.
Well, we are winning, but, you know, we win in Florida. What's the difference between DeSantis? Remember, it's always been a swing state, and yet we've been able to pull it off. I'm questioning you because, you know, I have a bull in the china shop mentality. What do you think they need to do?
Well, I think they need to find more people with a bull in the china shop mentality. But you know what? To be honest, is fast as I'm leaving California.
You can't say nothing.
I know, huh? I'm such a turncoat. I think that we have some pretty encouraging news as well. You know, there's...
From California? What do you know that I don't know?
There's some things that have happened here that are hopeful, that are showing... Oh, gosh, I wish I could think of the guy's name. That's so sad in California. I wish I could think of the guy's name. But I just think there's movement here. There's potential here. But it's California, so that's why I'm leaving.
Well, I hear that, you know, like here in California, people, that we talk about the weather. You can't get the weather like this anywhere else. You can't this, you can't that. You know, that's really what everybody loves. No, you're exactly right. It is true. But does that make everything else okay?
No. I have a friend, and I wish I had made this up myself. He says it's the Titanic with good weather.
I like that. That's pretty good.
Like, that's perfect. It totally is. And I'm getting ready to move to a place where today... It was about 10 degrees, and it goes 7 below. Now, a black woman from South Central is getting ready to move to a place where it's 7 below. That shows you how bad California is.
Wow. Yeah, I don't, you know, again, you look at this, I don't care where people are at with this stuff, you look at this and you have to say to yourself, you know, is there hope? Is there not hope? Can California be safe? Because, you know, remember, a lot of this stuff starts here. Any way you cut it, it starts here.
It does, but I'm hoping that's just a saying. You know, as California goes, so does the country. I hope the country is over that at this point, they're going, the heck you are, you know, the heck we will. So I'm hoping that saying is gone by the wayside. But
yeah.
I honestly, you know, somebody gave me a book on all the wonderful things that happened in California, including the, you know, the revival, the Christian revival, and there's been some really, we were tops on the economy.
The revival? What did the revival, what did I miss?
Are you kidding me?
Did I miss something?
Oh my gosh, I'll give you the book. Yes. No, the whole, yeah. I mean, it may not have been your thing, but there was the whole Jesus movement and the Amy Pearson, you know, Amy, what's her name? McPherson? I don't know. But there's been a lot of stuff that's happened here in terms of the revival, and they're believing that that's going to happen again. I don't know so much.
Well, you talk about a spiritual revival.
Yes, Christian revival.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I don't know. All I know is I'm too old to wait
well,
for
it. It is a conversation I've been having with some of my friends, okay? Where we know the young people aren't there. We know the young people need help, but how does that work? How do we get the young people the help they need?
Well, I think you need young people to help young people. I don't know.
I don't know what you're saying there.
I think, you know, and thank goodness, and, you know, I saw Charlie Kirk get a little discouraged with this last midterm election, and then he's bouncing back. But I think you need people like him who's going into the colleges and making a point and facing the crowds and the protesters and all of that and being able to speak. I think you need young people to do that, and I don't know where I fit as an older person to help support that, but I honestly think that outside of Florida and some of the other places where older people are, we're not going to be able to carry this party. And the young people are taking this voting thing into a whole different level when it comes to harvesting voting and digital voting and all that. So
okay.
People,
you can't hear it. We're going to break.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
About to screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Joe Boone, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 55 Real Joe. 855-732-5566. Let's just get back at it. Love when she's on with me. Sonya Schmidt joins me, as she does every week, to kind of, you know, kick off the weekend party and make sure we're headed in the right... Stop it.
Okay.
Yeah. Make sure we're headed in the right direction. I don't know about that, but we're trying. And, yeah, I mean, Sonya, seriously, we started when I brought you on. I was talking about those... detransitioning dolls, or not, they were transgender dolls, right? This is where, you know, you were talking about earlier, the what is it, the drag queen book
story
reading
hour
at the libraries and all of
yeah,
that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And now we're down to that whole, you know, again, you know, you're looking at what's going on with our kids, what they can and can't see in school. And where are the parents? You know, we've been talking about we need to step up and make sure the right people get. If you don't do it for yourself, if you're too lazy to do it for yourself, what's it going to take to get you to do it for your kids?
And I think people are so bullied by the left that they're allowing this sort of thing to happen because they think, well, I'm just being tolerant and understanding and sympathetic for children who are going through this. So they're stupid, too. But you just gave me a great idea. When you
Uh-oh.
I only wish
not my fault.
I only wish I was still writing for In Living Color because you said the transitioning doll. I would so write a sketch about a doll who has removable parts. And that's as far as
don't
I
even get me. No, but it's true, and it's like how many parents go in there and will buy something like this without really without really paying attention.
Oh, they're paying attention. They're just paying attention to the wrong thing. They're thinking that they're being progressive and smart and edgy and sympathetic to children who are going through this. So, yeah. No, they don't realize the long-term ramifications.
Do they even think that deep anymore?
Nobody thinks that deep. I mean, I wrote my book about global warming 20 years ago, okay? And one of the main topics, one of the main ideas, themes that I got from writing that book was zero population. Then I started noticing, after writing the book, when Obama became president, some of the names that I had researched were coming up in his administration, which was very scary to me. I'm like, wait a minute, these are some zero population freaks. Now, and I don't want to sound like the nut here, but when you go to what's happening now with the vaccines and everything, and it's just like, and confusing children and crossing genders and all of that, it really, really goes to my mind what I discovered when I was writing the book that freaked me out so bad, is that they were going to find some way or another to create a zero population generation. And that's exactly, I don't know if you watched Senator Johnson's panel on the vaccine. But one of the main themes in that is how sterilization is, generational sterilization is apt to come about. And I know that sounds crazy. I'm tired of sounding like the crazy person. 20 years ago, I talked about this. And then when the COVID came and the left was able to do a lot of the things that they had been wanting to do for so many years, I remember telling a couple of my friends, I was like, they got it. It was like that scene in Jurassic Park where he says, oh, crazy guy, do it. And that's how I felt during that time, is they got everything that they had wanted to do accomplished. And we're not going to see the repercussions of that for a long time.
Well, you know, I agree with you.
Our children.
Yeah, but again, I got to say, when do we actually take our children back? I mean, think about the stuff that they're listening and hearing at school, hearing everywhere for that matter.
Well, I've been saying on your show for a long time, is get him out. I homeschool my grandson now. I'm pretty sure my daughter is going to take him and put him back in public school, but at least I did my part.
Well, you had a great influence on him, obviously.
I hope so.
Seen and met the young man. You've had a great influence on him. You have to make sure, if you pick up the phone or do whatever it is you do to stay in contact with him, to make sure that he knows that you're there and you're interested in what he's doing and what he's saying and where he's going. You know what I mean?
I mean, I'll do what I can, but it feels like the world's forces, the left, evil is so insidious.
Well, evil never rests, right?
It's funny, yeah. That's my saying, evil never rests. So you said, what do we do? We have to stay alert and stay frosty, stay as alert as they are.
Yeah, no question. And so you know, the CDC had information up a couple of weeks ago. You can't find it now, but I got a screenshot of it, where they quietly confirmed that at least 118,000 children and young adults have died suddenly in the U.S. since the rollout of the COVID vaccines. And it's a sudden death thing that they haven't encountered before. But it has nothing to do with the shot.
Oh, no, nothing to see here.
Isn't that amazing?
And I can tell you, and as I'm watching these facts, which I have been watching, since this whole thing rolled out, 2 weeks after the COVID, after Fauci started flapping his lips, I'm like, this don't make no kind of sense. I can guarantee you whatever facts that you just found, I could not give to my leftist relatives. And as I'm watching this, I'm like, boy, I wish I could give this to them. But they're going to deny it. They're going to be.
They don't.
Which really makes for a bad relationship. I will tell you this. This is a story that when my grandson had been on lockdown, but I never took him on lockdown. I always took him to the park. We didn't wear masks. We didn't, you know, none of that stuff. And but I could tell there was still. He was getting quieter. There was a change. And I told my leftist sister, I said, I can feel that he's got a little depression. He doesn't really know how to play with kids once he's around them. He seems like he's a little depressed. My leftist sister said, yeah, well, you know, it's necessary.
What's necessary?
It's necessary that he be on lockdown because of the COVID.
Wow.
And I didn't talk to her for a couple of months because I wanted to strangle her really bad. She didn't say, oh, I'm sorry that he's going through that. They have no soul.
They came out with a report. When I say they, I mean John Hopkins, one of the big places, of the physical changes to the makeup of the brain of the kids that were, you know, struggling with depression during the lockdown.
Yep.
Why can't we go take a listen? Why can't we go back to the good old wholesome stuff of yesterday?
You're hopeless, Charlie Brown. Completely hopeless. Rats! You've been dumb before, Charlie Brown, but this time you really did it. What a treat! I guess you were right, Linus. I shouldn't have picked this little tree. Everything I do turns into a disaster. I guess I really don't know what Christmas is all about. Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?
True, Charlie Brown. I can tell you what Christmas is all about.
I have a tendency to be Charlie Brown, and so does my
grandma. And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night, and lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them. And the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
You know?
And, you know, I think that's offensive. What about people who don't believe in that? Why are you shoving your religion down my throat?
Well, I have to apologize. There's no Festivus tree. There's no black folks in there. You know, no Hispanics, obviously. So I guess it was too white for everybody, you know? Anyhow. God. All right, listen. We're up against it. We got to go. And I've got a drug. This doesn't sound right, but I have a drug expert coming on.
Yeah, I'm going
to tell us how to take drugs properly. Oh, my God. So, Dr. Schmidt, God bless. Thanks for being with me all the time. I appreciate it. And we'll see you next week. People, you can find it right here every Friday. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up at the bottom of the hour. Top of the hour. Somewhere in the hour.